You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the series where we share a bonus story with you all to help you get through the week. This time around, we have a story by a listener named Cecil. I've been listening to Let's Not Meet for about a year on a suggestion from a friend. I'm glad she told me about it because it's now one of my favorites. I don't have a scary story to share, at least not of my own. But one of my teachers does, and she allowed me to submit this story. I'm a religious person, and one day in Sunday school, we were sharing stories from our lives that we thought to be miracles. Everyone had some cool stories about getting a bad feeling and leaving a party early or getting a feeling about what could have been a somewhat dangerous situation. But my teacher, we'll call her Sarah, then stunned all of us with this story. Sarah has been a teacher for most of her life. One of her students had grown up and was getting married in Flagstaff, Arizona. So to go support her student, Sarah took her husband and her kids on a 4-hour road trip to go watch her get married. She left right after work, so it was in the evening time when the sun was going down. It was also an incredibly rainy day. The weather reports said that it was going to rain all night. As they drove through the rain, her children in the back seat started to get agitated, crying and whining. You know, like little kids do when they're uncomfortable. Sarah and her husband decided to pull over soon to rearrange their luggage and their children so that everybody would be comfortable. They planned on camping as well while in Flagstaff. So logically, they brought camping gear. They were in a pretty wooded area around Munns Park, so they decided to keep driving until they reached a rest stop or a gas station of some kind. Soon they found a Shell or a Sinclair of some kind and pulled into an empty, well-lit parking lot. Right away, Sarah had this terrible feeling that something was about to go wrong. She informed her husband, who had the exact same feeling. They decided to quickly move things around just enough so that the kids wouldn't be uncomfortable for the remainder of the drive. They hopped out and opened the trunk, then began unloading and reloading their luggage. Keep in mind, it was still raining. It wasn't raining heavily, but it also wasn't sprinkling. What my teacher told us next made the hairs on the back of her neck stand up. She said that she looked around, then emerging from the back of the store near the garbage cans was a man. He was covered in what looked like some kind of plastic. She thought that maybe it was a raincoat. The man looked kind of disheveled. Maybe he was unhoused, maybe on drugs, who knows? All Sarah knew was that they did need to get out of there. The man started walking towards them, slowly at first. He was getting closer. They could see a very creepy smile across his face. He was holding something. Sarah and her husband did not want to find out what it was, but unfortunately, they did. It was a knife. And he wasn't wearing a raincoat. The creepy knife-wielding man was covered in saran wrap. Sarah's husband told her to get back into the car, which she did. There was only one sleeping bag left that needed to be put in the trunk, but every time her husband shoved it in, it fell out. Saran wrap man was getting closer, and he started speed walking, almost jogging. Finally, her husband threw the sleeping bag in the car so hard it hit the front windshield from the inside. He slammed the trunk closed and then turned just in time to see Saran wrap man several feet away from him, still with the knife in his hand. And still just smiling. He stopped, and Sarah's husband called out to him. "Hi there, can we help you?" The saran wrap man said nothing, but he continued to smile as he just stared, walking towards them. Sarah's husband turned and ran for the car door. As soon as he was inside, Sarah locked all of the doors just as Saran Wrap Man reached the trunk door and tried to open it. He was jerking the handle violently. Sarah's husband started the car and peeled out of there as fast as he could. They didn't stop driving for a long time. My teacher told us that she had watched a movie where a man hid underneath a vehicle recently and held on for several miles, and that's exactly what she was afraid that Saran Wrap Man might have done. Luckily, he hadn't, and they made it away safely. But this story is such a critical reminder to me that there is something out there looking for us, giving us these gut-wrenching feelings to get out of dangerous situations. I believe everyone at some point has experienced it. And you can believe it's divine intervention of some kind or not. That's up to you. But I know that miracles can happen, and that miracle saved my teacher's life. Many weeks later, Sarah watched the news and heard reports of people seeing and being attacked by a man near Munn's Park area. This man was never caught, but hopefully he will be, or hopefully he won't be around anymore to terrorize people. So to the creepy knife-wielding, smiling, Saran Wrap-covered man, let's not meet ever. Thanks to Cecil for submitting that story, and if you have a story you'd like to share, send it over to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com. We'll see you all next week for a full episode of Let's Not Meet. Everyone, stay safe.